Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Almost a Podcast, episode 173 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you?
belated? Is that the word? Belated? Delayed?
Belated, delayed, whatever. I didn't know you had two phones.
Well, this one's got to go back because I dropped it. The screen. That's a very sad face.
Why don't you put it in like a case or something?
Well, you get these condom cases with it, but it's not enough.
Not enough. All right, okay.
So this has got a reasonable camera. This has got a 4K camera. So
okay.
I was going to use it to record stuff.
All right, fair enough then.
Well, maybe we will when it comes back from the repair shop.
How long have you had it until you dropped it?
Oh, not long.
Yeah, your fingers.
Not long.
You just threw it away immediately,
so,
didn't you?
So this phone at the bottom, we got two phones running to record. This phone at the bottom is a replacement for the one that I dropped and broke.
Right, okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, with this one.
Yeah. No.
Oh, a different one. Oh my God.
This is in the space of about a year. So then I dropped this one. And I managed to cobble it together with the replacement phone. So I two phones spliced together, which is what I still have. And then I bought this one and dropped this one.
Fair enough.
I mean, maybe I should just get insurance, shouldn't I? I'd make a fortune out of getting phones fixed.
What's this?
That's your ring, sir. The Ring of Power.
It's a new one, isn't it? So the company went out of business.
With all your money?
No, they didn't have any money left on it. But,
well, they had £100 for the ring.
Like 80 or something. Yeah, they had that. But that was
so
price.
What happened then?
Price I was willing. Well, the company went under.
So you had to buy a new one?
Well, no, this is a different company. Different,
well, you had to buy it. They didn't give it to you.
Yeah,
did they
didn't buy it. But I like it. Yeah, there we go. It's my new
thing. Paul's got this Ring of Power, which is probably better than the actual fucking Ring of Power TV show.
I haven't seen any
of that. Don't do it.
Is it that bad?
It's like. This Jeff Bezos guy's got a lot of money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's apparently spent more than $100 million per episode. Per episode. And there's nobody famous in this, so it's not paid on actors.
It's a spicy meatball.
Anyway, how have you spent $100 million on each episode of this shit?
Was it
Lenny Henry's taking it home in a rucksack? What the fuck is the money? Where's the money gone? So you're looking at it and go like, this is fucking nuts.
But what makes it bad?
What makes it bad?
I haven't seen it.
Where's the source material?
Where is the source material?
Yeah, where is it?
Well, is it the Silmarillion?
That was written like it's all haphazard half finished and all this shit.
Yeah.
So it's just filling the blanks, mate. It's just, you know, like when I got riled when GW made names for Nazguls.
Right, yeah.
And gave them backstories.
Well, yeah, because make something out of them. Because,
why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because there was like two of them or something he named, didn't he?
Did he?
Like he named the Eastling, Camel the Eastling. That was a named Nazgul.
Well, who was he?
Well, he was just some guy from there. You know, like, it wasn't much else to him.
Basically what they've done is said, it's a blank canvas.
Yeah.
We don't like blank stuff. Lots of his ideas were a bit dated now, because, you know, like modern stuff.
Yeah.
Representation, etc.
Uh-huh.
So we'll just like change it, mate.
Okay.
His ideas are a bit old now. Just change them up, mate.
Change them up.
Get them modernised.
So does it not look like the classic Peter Jackson movies?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Okay. It's just dog food.
Oh, dear.
I mean, imagine like season 7 and 8 Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Right.
So a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of flashy effects, but the story and the dialogue is just, this is horseshit. Is this the best you could do for all this money in the world? It just goes to show you that money doesn't make something good.
No, it doesn't.
And then I've been able to watch The Old Dragons because that's on a different streaming service.
Well, but you, what?
I've got time. I'm saving it till it's done.
It's really good.
Well,
it's really good.
It's a good show. Really
it's
good.
Yeah, it's like. It's getting close to a parallel of Game of Thrones at its best.
Well, you know he didn't write it, don't
you? No, exactly.
So, I mean, you're only 10 seconds away from it falling off a cliff.
Well, I mean, it's based on the Dance of Dragons book. Yeah, it's in Dance of Dragons' story. Yeah. So, you know, like, it's the Targaryen Civil War. How did they stop being the house of so dominant of power?
Well, the only one that could kill them themselves, I guess.
Exactly.
Who's got the biggest dragon?
Exactly. Like, and the big dragon, he's a big boy.
Even the little dragon.
It's a girl, actually. It's a female dragon. It's like,
so imagine when she eats all the other dragons, and then she's the only dragon in town.
But no, it's really cool.
No Euron and his Black Bolt to come out.
No, and I don't know the name of the actor, but he was one of the Doctor Who's.
Matt
Smith. Fantastic. Like, whoever cast him as Daemon Targaryen really, like, knocked that out of the park. Because he just owns the screen every time he's done it.
Yeah. It's a good lad. It's a good lad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd nearly given up. I'd nearly given up on the will to watch TV. So She-Hulk. Oh, in a awful.
That's maybe terrible, isn't it?
Terrible. Yeah. Dreadful. Mm-hmm. Walking Dead, dreadful.
Okay.
Just abysmal.
I'm surprised it's still going.
It is. It's only got about 4 or 5 episodes left.
Oh, okay.
Out of a million. It's just dog poo.
How's it going to go down?
I've got no idea. I don't really care.
Right.
It's like a splinter. You just want it out of your body.
Yeah, move on. Yeah, right. Fair enough.
And thank Christ Andor came along.
Is that good?
I'm not sure it's everybody's cup of tea, but it's certainly my cup of tea, which is fine.
Is it proper Star Wars? Like,
it's small scale.
Yeah, but it is, isn't it? It's a rebellion, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's not. There's no big galactic. No. There's no fucking Jedi and all this. But it's like a bit. Like before, in the outer edges of the galaxy, there's no empire yet.
Yeah.
There's no stormtroopers. Yeah. There's like private security firms.
Yeah.
Looking after planets.
Yeah.
So it starts off with a bit of a ruckus with a private security firm, and it's just like bubbling up. Political intrigue, cool. Bit of sabotage. It's nice. It's just slow paced.
On Channel 4 the other day, they had the middle movie of the last series. Yeah, as in
the really bad one.
Oh god.
Oh my god, almighty!
It's like, oh no! It's
the world's slowest chasing.
Oh yeah, and the bombing run when it's hang on, they're in space. Oh my god. That's so bad.
Is it like?
Why do these bombers need to go very slowly? Above a target, which is all. It's three dimensional, so it's like, why can't
people can't think three dimensional? You've got to show it.
The bombs don't drop like through gravity. There's no gravity. It's in space.
But people don't understand.
Yeah, I know. It's just terrible.
The bomb would have some propulsion. It would be like...
No, they just seem to like drop like out. Thrown out. They're like, it's like 1940s technology in space. it was so bad. It was just,
what were you doing watching that? Have you not got something?
But it was just on, wasn't it? It was just like,
That's no excuse.
No, but it was
I've had COVID for a week. I've watched so many films. That's why I nearly lost the will to live.
All right, fair enough. But yeah, it's terrible.
So the worst bit is when I feel like I get all like depressed and morose.
What, more than usual?
Yeah. So I have to kind of go down the
Barry on steroids.
So I started off watching the Thin Red Line.
Right.
Which is a nice pace setter. Like 2.5 hours great. Of just fucking misery.
Yeah. People standing up and getting shot.
In the Pacific. And then it went downhill from then. So I watched the War Below, which is about miners in trench warfare.
Oh, lovely. Great environment for a war.
Yeah, apparently they managed. The bomb they put was so big it killed 10,000 Germans when it went off under the trenches.
Wow.
10,000 fucking people.
Wow.
Yeah. These four non-soldiers, it's miners picked from a mine to go and dig this trench.
Yeah.
So then I watched a film about the RAF bombing a school in Denmark by accident.
Right.
And killing like in the World War II.
Oh, so okay.
Killing a load of teachers and nuns and kids.
Right.
Nice.
Okay.
So, yeah. That wasn't even the end. I just kept... Because the problem with Netflix, it just keeps throwing you more films of the same
Why don't you watch this? You oppressed bastard.
The Samaritans are this number. Or watch another one of these.
How about another one? This one's really horrible.
really bad.
Yeah.
I've actually seen foreign language bad films.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's still better than fucking watching Star Wars.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Number 8 or whatever it was.
Yeah, that was right. It was number 8.
Oh.
Right.
Go on then. We got a topic to talk about.
Yeah, we got a topic to talk about.
Which is what?
I guess it's the LGT.
LGT 22.
LGT 22,
good. Yeah. The world's biggest event.
It wasn't the biggest 40K event ever.
Oh.
No, it wasn't. It didn't.
I mean, your event.
Oh, yeah, our event. Yeah. Warmaster it was, yeah. Hey. Yeah. So, the episode is going to be Barry, interviewing me, I guess, about, event.
You're shy coming forward, sir.
You're like...
So, this new ring...
Yeah.
Just for getting out of the way, £80 again?
Yeah.
Another £80.
Yeah, it's like,
okay. I mean, you know you can just do it with your phone.
Yeah, right? I know, but it's just, it's style, isn't it? Style is over it? Substance. Yeah, like...
You're just trying to impress some 16-year-old girl.
Actually, it cost me less than that because I found a discount code to like buy it. But yeah, I just.
And does it come with any credit?
No, it's the device. It's like, yeah, it's a payment ring.
Is it?
You're right. It's a complete. It's a yes. It's a gimmick gadget. It doesn't. You don't need.
And you wear it instead of your wedding ring.
I will for work. Yeah, like yeah.
This is.
It's very handy for the tube. Very handy.
More handier than your phone.
Yeah, but you have to. Oh.
You put it in your hand, haven't you? Yeah, 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 yeah. This makes sense. Your phone's not in a bag, yeah. In a way, is it? It's there in your hand.
Yeah, right, anyway.
Anyway. Right, so I didn't manage to make this event.
No.
I might do it next year. With
I hope
look.
So.
What's the date?
It's the September the 30th and October the 1st. So the same weekend, but the calendar is a day ahead.
It moves away, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that means my daughter's birthday's on the Monday, and she might be at uni anyway.
Well, there you go. Know. Like, it's not clashing with your daughter's birthday.
Let's hope so. So, right.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday, what happens on the Friday?
So, the Friday was just a get-in. Now, so I had asked, Zach is the guy who runs the LGT, and I had asked him, like, where we could be, and I wanted us to be, and basically, there's two areas. There's the huge hall, so it's an athletic centre. So, there's the inner, the running circuit, inside the running circuit, the 400 meter running circuit.
So it's a 400 meter track.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, yeah.
And then inside that
is the 40k monster. You know, of I think it was like 800 or 900 players. Say whatever it was. So
800 or 900 complete fucking like, morons wanting to play 40 fucking a weekend.
I've got to tell you something about this. Is what I want to saving this for the podcast.
For a weekend.
So while we're on this subject, right? Do you know anything about the leagues of Votan? What happened?
I'm trying to struggle with the leads of Premier League.
All right,
because we're not having a good season.
Okay. So GW redid squats. Yeah.
Squats.
Yeah. Squats? Space dwarves.
Why?
Why they? Because they will sell, won't they?
Will like, they?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Anyway,
buying space dwarves.
Let me tell you this because your reaction I want to see is priceless because you generally don't know. So how does GW do? What is its GW's balance problem with 40k?
There is no such thing as balance. We don't even try to balance.
but like, so codex creep, yeah?
They don't even imagine it. No. If you want to win, buy this.
This is interesting, Barry. So so they redid Space Dwarves and they called them Leagues of Votan. Okay.
The Leagues of Votan.
Leagues of Votan.
Voltron or
Votan. I'm not making this up. Right. Okay. And so they're like, okay, they, you know, They're the first, like, even though they're a very old race, but they're the first time that race has been done. It's basically a new race to 40k.
Like, no, it's not.
Yeah, but you're talking like 30 years ago. So, most of the people who play the game, it's a new race. And
they had ridiculously big guns, yeah? Little men, massive fucking guns.
Yeah, so...
Massive vehicles.
Basically, GW put the codex in with the army, you know, pre-order army box. So before the codex is on general sale in like individually. So like
a week's notice, so you don't even know it's
coming. No, like is in like GW tends to do it now, is like they have like an army in the box that's for sale quite a bit of time before the rest of the
But they don't give you any notices coming. Suddenly it's like, oh, pre-order as of Friday.
Yeah. So anyway, this codex got out into the general public and was so overpowered, it was getting banned for events before it even officially was out. Like, as in, like, so, it, like, Germany was, like, the first country, like, in their tournaments banned this. You can't use this.
The whole thing?
Yeah, you can't use this race. Because you can't use it, because they're too good.
Because they can't comp it. It's like, we have to comp everything.
Yeah, yeah. then other events started following suit. And so the codex isn't even out yet, and it's getting banned in events. And GW, like old GW, wouldn't acknowledge such a thing. They would just continue, like, you know, regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this GW put out this post, like this thing on Warhammer Community. They made a video about it,
right.
This James Workshop is the character of their company.
No.
But anyway, basically they apologised for getting it wrong. So they made a funny joke, like funny skit about it. But then they went very serious and they said, game balance is important.
No, it's not.
And we're sorry we got this wrong. And so we're going to change that codex,
yeah.
Which is already in print.
Owned.
Yeah, like, so we're going to put out an FAQ for it very soon.
Brilliant. And make it shit. Or...
well, or like underpack, like bring it, I guess, some sort of level. And it's like, so, like, they are bringing out something that they all, and before it's like properly even to sale, they've had to fix it because they got it wrong. So what's, so should they have apologized? Should, what, how should they have acted with that? Basically, they should have playtested it, obviously, a much better than they did.
But you're going to bring me on to the story I've got about Blood Bowl now.
Oh, go on, yeah.
Absolutely. So I spoke to one of the elders of Blood Bowl recently at an event.
James Johnson?
No. not the writer, but one of the people who's like central to like the NAF.
Which event were you at?
I wasn't at a Blood Bowl event. I was at a different event. The Fighting Fantasy Fest.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this guy was involved in the playtesting.
Right, okay.
And... he said he described that they'd changed the game in order to make passing different.
Yes.
But what they'd done is made passing really fucking good for the people that had good passing.
Yes.
Like
dedicated passing.
Really, really, like outrageously good for some of the... And some of the other teams that can't deal with passing, like Kemri, were just fannied.
Right.
Because people were doing like crazy shit, like Hail Marying into a corner and then just walking over and getting the ball and scoring. Because Kemri can't do fuck all. Because they're too slow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they gave this feedback back, but it was too near to the date for anything to happen other than a panic.
Right.
So GW did some panic changes and made passing absolutely completely dog shit.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it is
good. Absolutely, completely and utterly fucking dog shit.
Right, okay.
Because it was so overpowered and so game warping.
Yeah.
But they were so near to time. All they could do was like a panic... We've got to make it worse.
Right, okay.
And they managed to make it so it's complete garbage tier day. For most races. You're taking this guy that can just do what he could have done before anyway, and now nobody else can do it.
Yeah.
So, like, the elves have to bring a passer or they just don't pass.
Yeah.
So, basically, what you've done is made nobody pass now.
It's rare. Yeah.
It used to be like half the teams just ran the ball anyway. Now everybody just fucking runs the ball. So, anyway. This guy fed back like really quickly that you fucked it.
Don't do that.
And GW said it's too late.
Yeah.
And then not only that, they asked this person, would he be willing to say he's playtested it?
And put his name to it.
Yeah. He said, no. Why would I say I've playtested it? Well, I've playtested it. You completely fucking ignored me. And you've trashed the game. And you want me to put my name saying to give it some like veneer of respectability? Say, I'm not doing it. No. So I think he's actually walking away from the game at the moment.
Well, there you go.
Just because like they did not play test the game. They got some externals to play test it.
Yeah.
And by the time they got the feedback back,
they
said it was too late to do anything.
Oh.
So the play test was just like a veneer of respectability.
Yeah.
So it's probably what's happening with this. They put stuff out to playtest,
but
they're not interested in the result. They just want to say it's been playtested.
Mm.
Whether it's...
Well, yeah. It's...
So this Age of Voltron, what it's called? Legion of Voltron. I'm sure it's been playtested, but they don't give a fuck what the playtesters say. Because it's already gone to print.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the simple fact is they're selling a document which is invalidated the moment it's on the shelf.
But I realised when we were... playing around with Man of War.
Yeah.
And I realised that they were never any good at making fucking games.
No. Have a look at these.
I'm not interested. Then I realised that as Man of War's a dead system, why would I waste my time on it?
Oh, are you not going to play it?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
It's the same conversation I'm having about Epic. There's why would I waste my time on a system? another elf army to go with the other elf army. Why would I waste my time on a game system that not only is in no way, shape, or form balanced, but has no pretension of even trying to make itself balanced?
What, as in, are you talking about like...
You can put them both in that bracket if you want.
Okay.
Because Epic doesn't have any infrastructure underneath it.
Not really, no.
No, I'm telling you, there's no infrastructure.
No, it's like that's sadly what we found, isn't it? That's what we found.
No, really, there's no infrastructure.
Behind the smoke and mirrors.
No, when you get like, behind the wizard's curtain and realise it's just this one wizard.
One guy on a bike. Like, what?
Shazam. I'm going to be dead before this game's balanced, is what I've realised.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you want to play for fun, Man of War or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure Man of War, because from everything I've heard about it, it's not very good. I mean, the game system's good, but... they didn't even bother balancing it. Nobody tried to balance it afterwards, and it's just a mess.
I mean, it's a very simple game system.
Well, why not make her own version of that that's actually balanced?
Well, yeah, well, there you go.
So we wouldn't have Ermin, would it? We wouldn't have elves. Because that's what's ruined.
These are super cheap to get. And sadly, it hadn't arrived, but my Skaven fleet hasn't arrived yet.
That's what was breaking the Ring of Power as well. The elves, goddammit. But I don't think, gee, that we've ever given a shit about balancing a game. Ever.
They must have done.
Ever. No, I don't think so.
No.
Because they always had that get out of jail every 4 years or whatever it was, we'll just reboot the system and then all the codexes end up getting invalidated or because the underlying engine changes, the codex doesn't do what it did.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're always making the codexes better, which is cool. Cause then,
I just have no idea why they haven't gone digital.
I've got no idea why anybody plays their games. The
modern games.
The 40K or the Age of Sigmar.
Well, that's the thing. Because I was busy the whole LGT. I didn't do the thing that I would have liked to have done, which was like just to walk down the middle.
Oh, you didn't do that?
I didn't have time. Yeah.
Some of the things you see are insane.
Yeah, yeah. But it was just like, so let's say there's 800 people playing this 40K. Do they not know there are other game systems out there? But they're seeing them around themselves. Like, it's just, it's slaves to the system, isn't it? Like, it's like an abusive relationship. It's like no matter what form this game system's in, you can't argue about numbers.
It's
the same with Blood Bowl. Like, they had 1,000 people, didn't they, at the NAF Championships or whatever.
Is it?
Like, yeah, no, but what I'm saying is Blood Bowl can pull some serious numbers together. As much as we're sitting here with a cup of tea saying, oh my God, but look at the numbers. Well, I just wonder why.
Well, it's an abusive relationship, I guess, at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm finding myself more and more drawn to historical stuff. I don't know why that is.
But we know that's where this is going. Then we know where this story. We know where this is going to end.
Well, the setting is there for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really seriously tell me in 10 more years I'm going to be playing like epic in my 60s. Or something, some sci-fi game. You're going to be playing some, like, with a twiddling your beard, aren't you, with a pipe?
I don't know. But it's, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's like, you know, the hobby evolves, isn't it? And like, and there's, like, the song events recently have evolved quite interestingly. Like, you'd have loved the results for the song of Ice and Fire. Like, you know, because it ran its biggest ever event.
Oh, right.
So, Free Folk came first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, and ninth.
Really?
Yeah. And
same list.
Basically the same commander. Yeah. And it was like, if you ever had a set of results that showed you need to do something about that.
I could tell you, because that reminded me of the time in War Machine where everybody was bellyaching about, I think it was Sigmar or something at the time. Everybody was Sigmar. It's all fucking bro. And then under the radar, there was like, Scorn was just getting away with murder, man. Nothing got nerfed. Everything, we were going through this like regeneration, second, whatever it was, V2 or whatever.
Yeah.
And nothing in Scorn got nerfed because nobody was fucking playing it.
Because no one was watching it, yeah.
Yeah, and then when it got through, it was just boom.
It's the blow that you didn't
see. Everybody's like saying, oh, you know, nerf Night's Watch, nerf dragons. That was like, when I played that list, Free Folk list, with Tom, there wasn't even a game. I think I had 4 activations on board and 3 off board or something.
Yeah, so 7.
And he had like 11, plus he had 2 of them come back.
Yeah, yeah, potentially, yeah, 4, yeah.
So like, my stuff had to kill 3 units to get any, and it was over.
Yeah. So it's interesting, like, because...
So what are they going to do?
Well, this is exactly, like, for Song, this is a very interesting, like, time now. So, the UK scene is the biggest scene, and that was the biggest event that's ever been done.
Right.
You know, it's like, the game is popular, but it doesn't pull as much numbers yet. So this 128 man event, so like about 115 were playing, you know, is the biggest event. Yeah, it's the biggest, like
a 7-round event.
It was 7 rounds. You know, like, was the, you know, the biggest song event in. And if ever there was a set of results that show you there's an issue, that's a set of results that shows that. So we shall see. Now,
well, what can you do?
Well, CMOD will need. They don't need to adjust much, but they need to adjust. They need to adjust some of the issue. Basically, even if you knew nothing about the system, and you go, oh, what's that game system? What was the results of that game system? And you saw one of the 8 factions took 8 of the top 10 spaces, then that faction's too good, isn't it?
But,
So they'll imagine they're gonna adjust it.
Like, so
it'll be interesting if they do that. Then they're listening, and that's all you can ask for.
So the issue they've got is that is the cheapest chips spam faction. So basically, you've got
you can get the most activated.
Oh, fucking hell! So you've got so not only that, they've got really cheap units.
Yeah.
And they're not garbage, they.
No.
They've got like 5 armor, and they get a free attachment. Yeah. Hang on, so your 4-point unit is really a 5-point unit.
Yeah.
And the cheapest unit for something like Night's Watch
is
5 points and is absolute garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
Conscripts are literally garbage.
So in the final, the two free folk played free folk, and out of the two lists, there was one unit that was 5 points. Like, everything else.
Yeah, but they're all 5 points in relics to get free.
Yeah, well, I can say, but like it's in game points. One choice of those two lists that played each other was 5 points. The rest were all 4 points or less. Yeah,
but most armies can't even do that.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine
exactly.
Night's
exactly.
Watch.
No, yeah.
What would have like 4 units of conscripts? Yeah, they're gonna do it.
Like exactly, like with Lannisters, you get
something.
Yeah, but they're not good at 4 points. It's like,
oh, but being conscripts aren't even 4 now; they're 5.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
when they made that change, I said that change looked tiny, but it ruined my armor. Because they said that is literally all I've got that isn't 7 points.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we digress. Yeah, like,
well, it's good to digress.
Yeah, like,
because I'm not sure you're going to fill it with.
I'll tell you about it. Like,
because he made his contemporaneous. That's not the right word, is it? Like, you made like extensive notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mental notes.
Yeah. Mental notes. Yeah.
As usual.
So the Friday get in. place open.
So, just one more. I saw a picture from the fucking. I don't know where I saw it. Actually, I don't know how I came across it. There was a guy playing a game of 40k with 4 fucking big marine flyers.
Right, yeah.
And that was it.
No. Is this the one that Matthew Street liked?
I don't know, maybe. 4 fucking
and were they
big pink?
Flyers. So, okay, that was a narrative game. Anyway, go on. I know.
Yeah, but that's 40k, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking 40K. At this. What in God's name is this game I'm trying to play here?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, there's like something I watched something on YouTube about terrible 40k rules was so a gun like an artillery piece has crews, yeah, crew models.
Of course it does.
But those crew models can't be targeted or like as in they're just like they are in the game but they're not in the game.
So
like,
they've not even got wounds because you can't take them off.
But they are models, right. so they block. You can use them to block physical spaces.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can't get
past the model. So this like guy, this grot or something, like with a wrench, is like stopping this tank moving down this corridor because it's like I'm physically here, but you can't remove me. Like, oh my god.
That
yeah.
sounds like
40k. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the get in on Friday. A place opened at 12. And I knew that I needed to claim our spot properly. So,
with the flag. Did you have a big flag?
I would have taken the flag. But like, so we're up on the mezzanine. So in this inner 400-meter inner circle track is the 40K and a few other events. There's a raised area where the LGT was, and then the above it, basically the running sprinting track above, you know, above it, and that's where we were. So we had the.
So where were the historicals set?
I don't think they were much smaller presence this year, I think.
It wasn't big, but yeah, it all seemed
we were next to card games. Card games was huge.
What kind of card game? Flesh and Blood or something?
Pokemon Go and like Yu-Gi-Oh and stuff. It was like loads of it. And they were like, you know, loads of people were doing that. You know, like our area was at the end, had a fire escape door. So at that fire escape door was straight into the food area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to say about Zach, so whenever there was whatever the issue was that he makes that better. So last issue was the lack of enough toilets and a food and kitchens.
There was a catering place.
Yeah, so there was two kitchens last year. This time there were 7 kitchens and more portable toilets, and all the toilets were unisex. So
7 kitchens. That's
yeah,
quite a lot.
I mean, obviously a lot of people got to eat at once, but. You know, and I could go eat whenever I liked because I was running an event.
Oh.
But there did not seem to be anywhere near the queues they had last time. So, well done, Zach.
Seven kitchens is a lot, man.
Yeah,
that's like a festival.
He packed it out, yeah.
Oh, I wonder if he had to pay them to be there, or if they paid him.
Well, or whatever. Like, you know, that's good. Yeah, it's like, so, I mean, I didn't hear really any big, I didn't see really any big issues of the whole event, like, that were like, that of previous years, so well done him. So we're at the end. It's the lightest, quietest area in the whole place, so that's why I chose it. And I got up there, and I was like, right, we got the tables, and it was like, I did the maths of the table because we needed some admin tables. I actually needed to make another row. So because I was there, I could move the tables around, and I created a fifth row of tables where we had four rows. So that was worth doing. And then I got my stuff in and set it all up. And I played on the Friday actually a single day song event that was going on. And I intended to that would just to kill time.
How many rounds? Four?
Three. Yeah, okay. Just something to do if there was nothing else, you know. But the problem is I got on the top I got on the top table of that single day.
Nice.
So what
happened the next day then?
Well, no, it was just a single day. The Friday was a single day event.
Right.
So I played the first round and got onto the top table for the second round, and I was like, and I wasn't really that bothered. I was just like, oh, have I, you know. But oh, and
you
I was
were
like,
free for, were you?
No, I was, you know, so, and I was like, oh, I might as well go play in that event because I'm on the top table, you know. Anyway, never mind.
Where did you finish then?
Oh, I lost on the top table, and I ended like 20th or something.
Right.
You know, quite a number, but there was basically free play. So there was about a dozen Warmaster players, you know, or less than a dozen, drifted in at their own times, and they just played some casual games.
That's like, pretty cool.
Some of them practicing for the event, others just completely casual, and yeah, you know, I met quite a few of the names.
People reading the scenarios, or winging it on the day.
Winging it on the day. Yeah, and so that was, but it was important.
They're paid to lead, not read, you know. Keep it short.
But it was important. It was the right move to be there from opening, because if I hadn't claimed it, it could have not being claimed, you know, because yeah. I needed to be there to sort it out, and it's kind of the situation where it's better to take what you need and then ask for forgiveness if there's an issue rather than permission. Because Zach, nice. Even at that stage, Zach is running around very busy.
Well, who said that? I'm sure that was a Boris Johnson thing.
Better ask forgiveness than permission. Well, exactly.
That's how he runs his life.
Exactly.
Man.
I just had to do it. You know, and there was a lot of getting, because I had Phil with me, and it took us quite a few trips from the car because there was a lot of prize support.
OG Phil.
OG Phil. Right. Yeah. And we played a casual game of Man of War there, which was quite funny. You know, it was good. Some of the guys were, you know, going out that night. You know, but I was, because it was, it's only a 40-minute drive from here. So I was like, no, it's like I got back at a decent time that in the Friday evening, because it was going to be a, you know, full day Saturday. That was the story of the Friday. And then the Saturday event started, and we had 30 people for the LGT, including Jim. So he was acting as the spare player. So 30, but 30 people were playing.
Okay. So 15 games then.
15 tables worth. And it all, because the thing is, there's been a lot going on in my personal life recently. So I didn't have a lot of time to really think about the LGT that much in terms of, so, but I'd practiced, like, since I'd got used to running these things, so I didn't overthink it. Right. I was like, I'm sure it'll be fine on the moment.
You got Jim there as well.
Yeah, I got Jim, who's helping me out, and that was actually the right thing, because it did go really, run really smoothly. So I briefed everyone, you know, when they were there, did a name check. There was one no show, and they messaged me separately saying they couldn't, you know, they couldn't make it for whatever reason. It's like, you expect that in, you know, such numbers, there will be a no show.
I mean, Mace's only one.
Yeah, exactly. And what I thought was really cool was the internationals. So we had three Italians, two Danes, a German had come over to play in this event.
Excellent.
And it was really important to me that they had to be hosted well. When we go to Scotland, for example, it's like, I want to be hosted, and I need to host these internationals.
We've said about that, haven't there? There were more, but they had four or five people just sitting around, looking after you in Scotland.
Yeah, exactly.
Not playing.
Not playing, yeah. You know, So, and there was no Scots at the LGT. So there's, though we ran a, you know, though we ran a 30-man event, a 32-man event, five rounds, there's obviously more players than that. Like, there was a lot of people who I know could have played Warmaster and weren't there. So there are, but definitely,
I think the Scots come down for Saffron Walden, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
come down more than once a year.
Exactly. But there is scope to run this kind of level of Warmaster event. It can, there is enough people in this.
Have you booked your early ticket for next year then? Because he's already flogging them, isn't he?
Oh yeah, there's only 40k. There's only 40k tickets. Yeah.
VIP tickets, like 200 quid tickets.
Mate, so the 40k players were playing 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, like, those who made the cut had played Monday.
You can't take a day off work just in case you make the cut.
Maybe 2 days. Yeah, like so mate, you can't give it the numbers. It's the numbers.
It's like, the insanity of it. It's the numbers. I bet it looks like your song at the end as well, the game. So I bet it was all the latest codex, just like whatever it would lately. It would be all the dwarves fighting the dwarves on the.
I guess I don't know. I don't think you could use leagues of votes.
Whatever the next best one, it would just be all
it's
those. Like,
it's savage, isn't it? I mean, anyway.
There was a story I was listening to of some guy, and he said the biggest problem in 40k is getting the army painted before it gets obsolete by the next codex. So you've literally, as soon as the codex is out, you've got to paint an army.
Three colours minimum. Yeah.
Try and get a couple of months out of it before the next fucking army comes.
Exactly. So, yeah. We explained to everybody the brief, and like explained them how they were using the clocks. Explained the usual spiel that you give to a bunch of tournament players about like agree your scenery before you start. That's the biggest issue always.
So yeah. The clocks formed an issue?
No, not at all.
Well, that's good.
Not at all. Yeah, and
with the hard clock.
Yeah, hard clock. I like hard clock finish.
Yeah. So
and set them up to like I'd done the draw for round one and set them off and off they went. My tournament pack was a randomly rolled scenario and condition for each round. Nothing ever repeated twice.
Okay.
And I could just, because I'd prepped this thing, it was just like, let it go.
Right.
And Jim did his magic with Excel, like, as in how we could quickly organize the next round. That was thanks to Jim. He just knows Excel.
Okay, well, that
helps. He actually knows Excel.
You can leave it at that.
I don't know Excel, but he does. And he could, like, oh, this times that, like, you know, sort, etc. So it was really good. Yeah, like, we did three rounds on the first day and then two rounds. Actually, because there was four drops between the Saturday and the Sunday, there was...
they got too drunk? That's quite a lot of drugs.
No, they had their reasons. And some of them are personal, and I won't go into them.
Of course, yeah.
But like, they had their reasons, and so actually, the round, the event actually finished after four rounds in terms of the top four, because there was only one outstanding.
Well, that's dangerous because you should actually finish there, shouldn't you?
Well, I considered things. So what I did actually was then I froze the top four in the position they'd finished and I got them to play who hadn't played each other on that top floor. And then we did another round. So everybody else, their scores were cumulative for five rounds.
Right.
So in that, and you can see the final results here. That's why the top four have none of this, because then the rest is cumulative. And that was an easy way to do it, because if I had said, oh, okay, got the time for a casual round, people want to be organised, don't they? There's in terms of like, if I say, oh, you can sort out who you want to play yourselves, then everyone's milling around. It's actually better if I just go like round up. Yeah, I used WhatsApp as for the communication for everybody about the round. So like,
take a picture.
I'd take a picture and go put it into WhatsApp group and say like round up, off you go. And communicate them with them that way. Certainly save shouting anything. And the spread of armies was pretty good, actually.
Effectively, the tournament finishes when one person's unbeaten.
Which it did,
because you froze the top four then.
I froze the top four then. Their positions couldn't change. And they played a completely casual game, against the individuals who hadn't played each other yet.
Yeah, okay.
And as a spread of armies, there was a good spread of armies. The most any army was repeated was 3 times.
31. So that's not that bad. 10%.
Yeah. So and it was all more, it was also more interesting of what wasn't there. There was not a single high elf player.
Maybe there was people felt the shame.
I don't know. There just wasn't a high elf player, and there wasn't a Skaven player. So
you can understand that one.
So when I subbed in, I'd take the spare player role to give, you know, like we mixed shared the duties. Like
Skaven are incredibly unforgiving in hard clock.
Incredibly. I did find it funny playing my own, like then playing one of the rounds with, like it was incursion, so the two circles, and I was like, I didn't respect the scenario enough, and I lost 5 scenario. Like, and I was like, shit.
Should we have an hour and 15?
Yeah, but it's but that generally didn't cause any issues. And some of the games went really close to the time. And with others of them, like one of their rounds, like somebody ran out of time, and they called me over, and I said, oh, okay, you're not the first, you know, there's still other games ongoing. You know, it's you know, and I said to the, you know, it was like Anthony was the person who was playing somebody, the person against Anthony had run out of time. I said, you can carry on if you want. You know, like I only really care about the result, but I can get a result now, or you can carry on as you. And they just both agreed just to carry on.
Because okay. So my own time hadn't gone.
No. I said I wasn't running a round time. Oh, right. Like, but if they were the last game, I'd be like, that's the result, guys. Right. But since they weren't the last table to finish. Yeah, you know, because some people had gone to the toilet first or something, you know, or yeah, you know, or they were sharing their time, like they were both about even.
But the best one is when they don't deploy on the clock, and you realise you're half an hour behind.
Exactly. It's So ultimately,
you sound you had a lot of spare time.
Oh yeah, yeah. So the timing for the Saturday, we had quite good timings because the place was open. Like on the Sunday, we got told there was a 6 o'clock. Hard kick out.
Mm.
So actually, being 3 rounds on the Sunday, say it needed to be a 6 round event, would be really hard to do. But then later, Zach told me that 6 o'clock kick out didn't apply to us, only applied to the 40k players. So I was like, oh, never mind. You know, like, you know.
It's probably late enough for most people.
Yeah, no, I think actually, 5 games of Warmaster was enough for everybody. No one was chafing, or no one was crying out for another game by the sound of it. Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases. So, shall I go through the results?
If you want to start at the bottom, now.
Start at the bottom.
Just the name and race or whatever.
So 26 people finished the event essentially. You know, like there was 4. You know, so the four that dropped. You know, didn't end up in the final placing, but yeah, in terms of like, because that's okay. How we just did the scaling.
So we had the 4 players. Don't say the names, but there was a Nippon.
There was a Chaos, Dogs of War. And I honestly can't recall the last one.
Okay. Like, sorry, yeah, but, okay. Yeah. And then we got the other 26. We didn't know the details.
The other 26, yeah, like the details. So in 26 came Thomas Noragard. He was a Dane using Bretonians. Yeah. Yeah, Dane using Bretonians.
Scary Dane. What was his? Did he have a wooden spoon? Dane gold? Did he?
Dane gold. That was so there was then 25th Chris Mays. We're using vampire counts. So these are like people who won one game. Tom Morrison, I loved his name, Morrison. Tom Morrison, what a good name.
Not Jim Morrison.
No, but I like that name.
He owns the supermarket.
No, not this Tom. Anyway, he was using Kislev. Murray Palmer was using Orcs, and his one win was against me. Justin Curtis using Orcs. So I called him the late Italian. Basically, in 20th came the late Italian. He had a name, but
you don't know it.
But basically, like I was I was getting everything organized, and then the Italians go, oh, and this guy also hasn't given you an army list and is playing in the event.
Cool.
And I was like, yeah, fine, you know, like because I certainly wasn't checking tickets or anything, but I was just like, right, you're the late Italian now, like that's cool. How you're known as. Ian Noble, yeah, got play, you know, joint 20th, got demons. Ian Standing, you know, like of YouTube fame, Empire. Playing Empire.
Yeah, look at that 19th. Fucking Empire result there. Was like 20th or something.
19th.
19th. It's hard work winning with Empire.
Yeah. Andrew Dunn, got playing Dark Elves, it came 19th. 17th, Alessandro Lito Colombo, another Italian playing orcs. He won Best Painted. His army was fantastic.
Oh, jeez, that's saying so, because there's some good painters there.
Yeah, no, I mean, I got Jim's opinion on it, but his style was Best Painted. Jacopo Pescara, using Chaos, came 16th. Shane Streeting, using Empire, came 15th.
Cool.
Then R. Anthony Sande, came 14th. He was got three wins, Vampire Counts. Paul Godbold, the man who would be king, using Lizardman.
He was king.
Yeah, he was king, but he wasn't king this time. He came 13th.
Lizardman can be tricksy. They can fuck you up.
I think Paul's first game, his dice just deserted him, it sounded like. Came 12th, Marcin Garbino, using Wood Elves. 10th came Adam Palmer, using Albion. And then 10th also, Jan Zapata, that's our German, using Tomb Kings. Then 9th was Darren Ware, using Dark Elves. And Rob Palmer was using Vampire Counts. All those players got three wins.
Mm-hmm.
Then coming up into four wins, because it was a cumulative thing. 7th was David Last, using Wood Elves. Then 6th, Tony Hale, using Ogres. And 5th, David Adair, using Wood Elves. So there was three Wood Elf players and three Dark Elf players, I think. No, yeah. It was like they were repeated.
I mean, MVP so far is Ogre.
Oh, yeah, one of the drops was a Dark Elf.
Ogre in 6th, is that?
Ogre in 6th.
Well played. But.
So the result, so basically the overall winner was decided after round 4,
okay.
And in no particular order. Like I say,
there is a particular order.
So coming 4th was Declan Waters with Goblins.
Gobblins.
Defensive
Gobblins.
Defensive Gobblins.
He has played that kind of army before.
And he's very good at playing it.
He had a really defensive Empire army, and I guess he's taken it next gen. Well, Gobblins.
It's really
army.
Hard for Gobblins to do anything else, I think.
And, well played.
Well, yeah, honestly, I mean, that's an amazing result because Goblins are shit. Right, and then coming 3rd was Matthew Sherwin, using Ogres, and he used a very heavy Bull Ogre list.
You mean it's just no wrong.
Pretty much bull ogres, yeah. Then 2nd was...
It's Ogre's 3rd.
Ogre's 3rd, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Well,
second was Philip Presu, using Empire. He was the other Dane.
Wow, and, Empire in 2nd?
Empire in 2nd, yeah. And Alex Janaway, the Goats, won using Dwarves.
So we had Cannon Armies 1st and 2nd after them being... belittled.
Yeah, so basically in round 4, Alex played Philip, and that ended up being the final round, because if Declan had won, there would have been a fifth round of Declan versus at Janna's. Declan lost to Sherwin, so it
I don't know what you're talking about now, because it was finished after 4 rounds.
Yeah, it finished after 4 rounds. So like, because there was one pair, there was three people who were undefeated after round 3. So it could have gone to fifth rounds. Because it might have been two people left.
Yeah, but it didn't.
It didn't, yeah. And say Janna's took it away.
Empire versus Dwarves?
Janna's Dwarf army list. And I can tell you Janna's army list.
That's a good idea.
So if you just
give me I want to know if he's still using Rangers.
No, so he did use Rangers in this army list, but he never once used the Rangers ability. Which is the same way that the five games I played in Scotland, I never once used the Rangers' ability. Janna's didn't either. It's got to go that rule.
Well, it doesn't have to go.
Either they delete the rule and they less points, or change with something else.
Yeah, but that would be a
because that rule is never used. So it's they're paying points for something that is useless.
Well, it's not useless, is it?
But it just never happens. It's never set. It's never the situation.
That's like
you need
saying
to
the Skaven rule doesn't do anything anymore.
Well, yeah, but that is. That has to be there for them to actually be an army.
How do they chase cavalry without the Rangers?
But what do you mean? Well, you never situationally, because only the Rangers could chase them. It was never the right choice for them to make.
I know what you're saying, but there must be fringe times when that can be used, and otherwise they don't have a way. If you're not in the flank, you can't chase.
Well, in two events, people who did. Like, one who won, and I did all right in Scotland, was never once...
Oh, that's right. So, when you're designing a list...
Yeah.
The big, glaring problem with the dwarf list, if you ignore this charge in the flank shenanigan, which I think is an optional rule, by the way, before It's not in the core rules. It's an optional rule.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They don't have any way of chasing cavalry at all.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Gyrocopter.
Good luck with that.
So Janez's list was, he took 6 units of warriors, 2 units of handgunners, one of them with Sword of Fate and one of them with the Sword of Might. In the handgunner Janus. Units.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, like,
why.
Then 3
Make
units...
Make a bit more hitty.
3 units of rangers, 3 units of troll slayers, 2 cannons, 2 flame cannons, a general with an orb of majesty, and a runesmith with a scroll of dispelling. 2,000 points, breakpoint 9. See, it doesn't sound amazing, does it?
You see, because my problem with that list...
See, that list doesn't sound amazing.
No, it's not. But that, the only difference I think I'd do with that is I take out the rangers and put in more warriors.
Because
the same points and the rangers don't do anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what he would probably do next time as well, probably.
They just don't do anything. At least
they have a shooting attack, but it's not... Why don't you just take angles? You know,
or guys with 4 up armor.
Or guys with 4 up armor, yeah. It's like they... Yeah, anyway our point is...
Yeah, but it doesn't prove anything because
Janez wins with anything, isn't it? It's like,
and
it's
this
true.
Is, it's this, like, is his, this is his favourite army.
Yeah.
So it's his armies he's best at.
Yeah. It's like,
he's going to win with these.
I mean, he doesn't lose easily. He does not lose often.
He doesn't lose with dwarves.
He doesn't, well...
I remember a game we played, it was 1,000 points doubles.
Oh, yeah, he beat us both.
He beat us both to 1,000 points of dwarves. Because we took Jim out straight away and then he beat us both.
But we were like gloating, we're like, now we'll deal with Janez.
Two of us out.
Oh.
Beat us both. With half our size.
It's like a total wrestling thing. He's just like, he's power bombing both of us. It's like,
wanky
oh dear.
Like, wanky Janez. So, did he need a transit van to take home his goodies?
So, the way I like to do the prizes is
give them all to the winner.
It's give them all to the winner.
That's what you do.
Like everybody else.
It's too complicated. Just Janez, take it all.
No. Like, so I'll just pull up a photo to remind me of all of that I had. The way I did it is everybody could take away. I targeted like 3 main companies. So our main sponsor was Cromarty Forge. You know, like a big pirate.
KR.
We've always got KR.
I don't know, but
always got KR. Cromarty Forge, excellent miniatures and printing in detail. So everybody could take stuff from the pile of excellent miniatures, Cromarty Forge and printing in detail. So the way I did this is like, right, everybody, like, right, first of all, everybody cycle through, pick up one of those things each. Yeah. And then there was enough still left. I was like, right, cycle through again and do it again.
So the Cromarty Forge were the magic item jobs again?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's nice, the perfect nice. Thing for everybody. Yeah, and then of the individual prizes, of which I counted, I made about 9 or 10 different individual prizes. I started off with Janez, obviously, and I was like, Janez, what do you want?
The big bag.
You know, and he took a 2,000-point Cromarty Forge army.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's already got, didn't he win 2 of them at Stirling or something? 2 Albion ones.
Yeah, and then first, second, third. They had the because obviously it's nice to announce like the winner like yo's in first. But
you put some pictures on Facebook.
Of course, yeah, exactly. Like of us giving the awards and everything else, and then first, second, third had their pick of what they wanted, and then I did best painted. And then the rest of them we did like right, everyone grab a dice who hasn't got a result yet, and we just did a roll off. And it's like, right, who won that roll off? Pick who was next in that roll off. Pick. And it was cool. Like that was enough prize support. It was like, you know, when Zach came over to give me the standard stuff of the medals and things and some more certificates.
They were
proper medals this time. You know, like they were nice. You know, like, and he gave me like, you know, nice certificates as well. And Chris had printed them off. You know, yeah, like, so, yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't need to go for more than that. You know, like prize.
It's like plenty of stuff.
It was like a table groaning under the weight of all the stuff that we've gathered. You know, and I do like to give something to everybody.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
And what was the feedback for the event?
It's like, I mean, a little sneaky peek behind the curtain is that it didn't actually ever happen. Like, I didn't roll up Omens, but I wasn't going to let that come in. Like, because Omens was too strong. So
what, the one I laughed at when you
suggested yeah. So that didn't yeah, but it didn't actually happen anyway. And I didn't have to engineer it because I rolled it up naturally. But Traitors was going to be either round one or round two.
Yeah, so not the final.
With Traitors, no. Already, like, there's the group of, like, where we, like, discuss the scenarios and everything. And we're going to change, like, the scenarios themselves were fine in terms of, like, okay, we'll change the conditions
I think the scenarios were mainly, kind of, without any disrespect, they're mainly ported in from another system.
Virtually. But they work.
Of course. Why reinvent the wheel?
No, exactly.
But the issue I had was more on the condition side, which was the traitors and the omens and all that. They just felt like they were... You know, you like your randomness in Blood Bowl. A little bit too random. Some of them were fine. The random deployment,
So
that's a condition now, is it, the random deployment?
That's one of the scenarios.
That's one of the scenarios.
And that was rolled up first, I think it was. So that was rolled up first. Phil had a brilliant one of that. So Phil, he was one of the drops. Oh shit, sorry. So he had a breakpoint 3 Bretonian army.
That's big.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's big.
Like, yeah. That's five units of nine.
Yeah.
So Phil's got meeting engagement, which is the table quarters. And Phil's like, so he's playing against Chris Orr. Chris Orr using Nippon.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like, so Chris Orr has put down his army, and then Phil is like rolled up where his army's going, and he's like, pretty much most of the army is in what that exception has gone in one corner.
Apart from the three break.
And what does he do? Like, he decides, oh, I know, I'll put these three knights together, which is my break of my army.
Good idea.
And they go in the opposite corner.
So I've done them one at a time.
And I was like, their game finished very fast.
Well, you lose the first turn, you lose the game.
No. Like, it took more than one turn, but like,
Chris. How are you getting them back?
We didn't, did he? I was like, why did you do that, Phil? Like, you didn't have to put them together, did you? Like, you could have rolled them separately and tried to save them.
I've seen people play Bretonian, you can't even see the knights. They're behind waves of infantry.
Exactly.
Waves!
So on the Saturday, we finished the games and we were staying in St. Albans, and a dozen of us made the curry house in St. Albans.
Right. Any good?
Yeah, it was cool. It was recommended by Paul and Tony knew St. Albans, and they'd been told that was a good one. And we rock up at it was literally called St. Albans Tandoori, next to the pub called The Cock. but it was easy to find, and it was opposite, across the road from the Premier Inn. And St. Albans is significantly much nicer than Wood Green, which we'd gone the year before. We got into the restaurant and like, here we are arriving, and then they gave us the upstairs. Like, the upstairs was just for us.
Nice.
Which was cool because they weren't obviously originally going to. We had to guess at the numbers, but luckily my guess of a dozen was correct. And then they moved us upstairs, and that was awesome. It was like there was the international, like you said, the Germans and the German and the two Danes had come out for the dinner.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure they're having a good time. And Jan, the German, literally said he was so German, he was hilarious, but he's not trying to be hilarious. No. It was just very German.
Just very direct.
Yeah. Yeah. And he turned in a moment in the conversation, because they listen to the podcast, don't they?
Do they?
That's how they know about this.
Well, they can't really listen to that many of them. Hopefully some more coming.
Yeah, yeah. And he deadpan in the German way, turns in the middle of the meal, when there's a quiet moment, and he says, "Paul, you are taller than I imagined, because I always thought you were a little fellow." Because I'm next to you. And I was like,
little baldy fellow.
Yeah. And I was like, oh. I was
rather like Gollum.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, well, I'm not like a dwarf, am I? Like, you know,
say how you see it. I love it. Just directness.
But you are not that little, actually. You're, like, of average height. I mean, like, it was so, it was just the way he delivered it was just so funny.
Did you speak to him, Jan? Is it Jan?
Yeah.
Is he the anaesthetist?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I spoke to him online quite a few times.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
It's maybe next year, yeah.
He was hilarious. Like, I mean, but he wasn't trying to be funny. Like, that's why it was hilarious. You know, like.
So where did he finish?
Jan.
He was a relatively good player, I seem to remember.
There he is, 10th.
Oh, that's pretty good. With what?
Tomb Kings. Yeah. And, yeah, it remarkably went really well. I would say. And I think the idea.
Well, the foundations are there, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the first time you've drawn it. It's not the first time you've used the pack.
No, I did need Jim, because I was answering the rules questions, but Jim being the spare player was handy.
He's very handy.
And there was only one rules question that made me have to go to the rules.
Go on, do it.
So it was a Widow player playing a Widow player.
Of course it is.
And
it's about woods,
there was a combat in the woods. And it was about
place. Are they moving the woods? No.
It was about placement of charges. So on initiative.
Right.
So, and it was like, basically, the way models were set down, the a treeman wanted to charge a unit of infantry.
Is he allowed in the wood? Be in a special woody, because a normal monster can't.
But. Oh, yeah, right. He is allowed there, isn't he?
I didn't even think about that. That wasn't the question.
Well,
monsters can't, but three men may have a special role.
Yeah.
I didn't write that.
So basically, and they couldn't. Basically, there wasn't enough room for the treeman, who's a monster base, like so long edge, to go flush. So what happens?
What do you mean?
Hang on.
I'll need 1 centimetre in a corner.
I'll show you with some models. Yeah, like.
I mean, this is going to work well for radio. I'm not doing this, but I'll try and describe what's happening. So we've got a unit
of infantry
in line.
In line, and then we have this is our treeman.
Sphinx, I think, or something.
And then
maybe.
There's some other infantry on their side.
Yeah, in line.
They were like roughly like that. Yeah, and this was blocked out as well. It was something like that.
So
and the question was,
who's charging who?
Well, so the treeman was going to charge on initiative the infantry unit, but there wasn't enough room to flush his base because it was really, really. So what happened?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, and that was the only one. That was the only one that
clean. If you wanted to play clean, he'd have to go to centre of the base.
Exactly. So that was the only one that made.
I would say he'd have to have. A centimetre to get
into
the corner.
Yeah, so I had to look it up in the rule book, like what actually happens then.
Because you can't go corner to corner, but he's going more than corner to corner. You could probably get a centimetre-ish.
There was also stuff here as well, so there was really.
So did he get there?
So I looked at it and I was like, it's the only one that made me. And I was like, oh, okay, so. And then if this unit went in on initiative, they couldn't fit in there. Then that would give enough room for them that to be, like, go in. So it was an order of, basically.
I'm not sure that what you did was legal on this.
I'm paraphrasing, but like if this unit moved first, that would give the distance.
I mean, if you went flush like this, so the line's facing the line, he could go to the corner.
But I mean, like that stand couldn't go there because that was physically
because he was in the way. Yeah.
So anyway,
it can always initiate the way, didn't it?
That was the only thing that I went to the rule book for.
I mean. That is one of those fussy situations where stuff isn't lined up properly. It's exactly, kind of like irregular formations-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
And stuff doesn't just sit nicely when it charges in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, but every other...
But if that's the worst you had...
Yeah, every other rules question I could answer on the spot, which was good.
And no clock problems.
Remember, as a tournament organiser, and this is similar to the song events at the moment as well that I'm doing, is that I don't care how the result is gotten, just that I get the result.
Well, I'd rather they had a nice experience.
Exactly.
And get a result. Jim invited me to some training thing where they're talking about floppy clock again. It's like, well, I don't mind coming to play, but I'm not sure I'm interested in any kind of floppy clock because it doesn't work.
My example where Anthony's opponent ran out of time, and I came over and said to them, "Well, you don't need to finish yet because you're not the last table."
Well, the game was over. If Anthony wanted it to be over,
But Sherwin did something which was remarkably sportsmanlike. So he was playing, He was, who was he playing? Hang on, I can tell you with this result.
Because you know the chess clock came from chess.
Yeah.
And that's how it works in chess. Chess has been being played for hundreds of years. And the system they use is, like the Swiss system we use to work out the result, that's a chess-based thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, Sherwin was playing on the top table. Table two of like one of the rounds. And his opponent was coming really close to time. Yeah, like, so it was under a minute left on his clock. And Sherwin could have done, because you have to play at least a minute, because that's the rules of the event.
Minute per round.
At least a minute. Clock has to run for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so Sherwin could have backed off, and there's your turn, and you won't be able to do enough in a minute before you run out of time.
Mm.
But Sherwin didn't do that. Sherwin played the game in his turn and was broken in his turn. You know, like by trying to break his opponent. And afterwards I said to him, that was well done, because that was really good sportsmanship of you. Because you could have easily just disengaged and like, right, it's your turn now, and you've got
Was that his only loss?
That was his only loss, yeah. Mm. Mm. Sherwin ain't you, is he? Sherwin ain't you.
Oh, Sherwin's pretty harsh. When
he isn't you.
I'll tell you now, Mr. Sir. I'm not sure you've elicited the same reaction from the Janus.
Well, exactly. But
well, that's why the Janus is the winner.
That's what happens. Yeah, and
I mean, fair play to Sherwin. Yeah,
exactly.
If you think about, you're in a position, right, where you're 99% guaranteed to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go down the other route,
yeah,
I might win.
Yeah,
but there's a fucking miles bigger chance I'm going to lose.
With myself, is this that if I was playing somebody and they ran out of time and we weren't the last game, I'd be like, just carry on.
What's the point of having the clock then?
Well, because it's there to make an end. If they were the last game, then it's got to end there.
Right.
Because
but it won't be because people haven't even started the clock, mate.
Well, whatever. But like, you know, it's right. Because this day allowed for some relaxed times. Like, the clock is a mechanism.
I understand.
But it's like, all I really care about as the TO is getting a result.
Okay, so.
And I could make a game end, okay, that clock has run out, but I'd much rather
The reason I don't do that many tournaments is because how I approach tournaments and how you approach tournaments are totally different. If I go to a tournament, I'm going to win the tournament. I'm not going up to make the numbers.
So on Saturday, I'm playing in an event, a Warmaster event, which is using my tournament pack.
Right, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I'm going to take two armies.
Yeah.
And I'll use the one that nobody's using.
Oh, cool. What if nobody's using either?
Well, then I'm just going to use one.
So, I couldn't bring myself to do what Sherwin did. I'd just take the win.
Well, exactly, but that's you.
I don't understand that. But that's because
you're whack.
No, because how I was trained to treat tournaments, it's like there's no takey backs, there's no asking for, like,
mm-hmm.
mercies or anything, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like you play like ruthlessly, and you play not cheating. I would never cheat, mm-hmm. but you play hard.
And
I don't expect anybody to do me any favors either in tournaments.
No, I suppose not.
I wouldn't expect Janus to do me any favors. I would certainly don't do Janus any favors when I play him.
But yeah, it's.
But that's why I find it so difficult to play a non-tournament game in a tournament environment, because, like, trying to play 40k, as we're going back in a big circle, in a tournament environment, you are insane, sir.
Wow.
What are you doing? That's just madness. Warmaster now is in a good place.
Yeah.
With a good system.
Yeah.
And although the armies aren't all even.
No, no.
But there's no garbage tier now.
Don't think so. I mean,
you might have to build a special way.
If Declan can come forth with goblins.
I mean, you might have to play it a certain way. You're not going to play.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to play goblins like you play high elves.
No.
But you can get a result. That's proved that. You got two ogres in the top six.
Yeah, exactly.
So ogres are definitely somewhere near if you play them right.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no garbage.
And Sherwin's list and Tony's list were quite different. Yeah.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want. That's what you want in a game system.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, something, again, that I really liked was, on the Thursday evening... On Friday morning, Nick delivered my new scenery.
Ooh.
Which is like, these are the
was he playing in the event?
He wasn't, no. Yeah, like, so it was another person who could have played. And he'd done.
So he brought them all the way down there on Yoshi? With Yoshi? His truck? Have you seen his truck?
Yeah, yeah, the big man, big car, yeah. So no, he brought him, he brought him here.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, and yeah,
Nick's got the most ridiculous car. It's just, yeah, it's like something out of the fucking 80s.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he so I've got now, because I had the scenery for the top table, and he's done a quality table of dwarfed scenery.
Right.
And honestly, the guy's like fantastic. Yeah,
he's good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it's so.
It's not his living.
No, it's not his living. But and right. Yeah, and he, you know, I've. Where people have asked about where was that scenery from, I've always said it's like this guy Nick Wakeley, and if you contact him, he might do a commission or whatever. You know, like it's amazing. His stuff was so good. Like and on and I and yeah,
he should be doing terrain workshops. He should be selling his wares.
Well, I mean,
selling his knowledge.
Well, I think it takes him. I think it's just not. It takes too long to be worth it. Like in terms of like it what he produces is amazing, but it takes him ages. It takes him a long time to do it.
Right.
You know, so I guess that is nobody would pay that actual price because of how many hours it takes. You know, like, yeah.
Well, this is the old Chester, isn't it? For the credit, I mean, how, exactly. If you actually charged how much time it took you to do it,
then
nobody would pay.
No one would pay it. So, and already I'm like, okay, then you know, do me another table for LGT 23, and then I'll have the top three tables, etc. I mean, this, you know, I mean, you'd love, I mean. Playing over this,
and then table. Mrs. Winter did the the print.
They just need to be laminated, and they're ready to go.
So what she does is she takes a picture of the 3D tray.
Yeah,
keeps it in scale.
Yeah,
prints it out and laminates it.
Yeah, and I mean, like,
so you've got 2D terrain as well.
Yeah, and then if you need to, then that makes it totally practical.
So yeah, because some of the 3D terrain can be a little bit difficult to balance stuff on.
It's nice. It's nice to have the nicest scenery there. You know, it's like in terms of like okay. Because I want it, like, how good can Warmaster look? And it's like, that's how good it
is. Yeah, good look, really good.
You know, like, and so on Saturday, I'm bringing those two tables with me, like, to this event, you know, and, yeah.
So where's this event? The one in Nottingham?
Not in Nottingham. It's not a place I've ever been to before. It is Black Dragon Miniatures, which is in Hinckley.
Hinckley. Is that not Nottingham? About
2 hours away. Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
There it is. That's where it is.
Where's the town near it?
Leicestershire is.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, middle.
So yeah, it's 2 hours away.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and as a, but it's
1 day event.
Yeah, 1 day, single thing, three rounds. And what's really nice is this tournament pack that I've written. There's been two events now that actually they've just advertised they're doing three events.
Wow.
That are using my tournament pack. You know, I don't know who they are. Like, as in they...
Well, that was the whole point, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And so that to me, is... Like, so doing the LGT is my contribution to the community. Like, I can't... You know, and it does cost money. Like, as in, it costs me personal money because I want it to go well. And, yeah. Like, you know, as in, like, little things. Like, so these T-shirts that were printed didn't arrive... You know, Jan sorted this out. They didn't arrive in time for the event. Strangely, the other eight did, but those three didn't. So I'll mail them off to the individuals. I'll pay. I'll do that.
Do people buy them though?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'll be sending them in the mail with you know, like there's some hidden costs always that you have to do. Like, as in, if you run an event,
yeah,
like, there's always like even engraving the shield.
Yeah, unless you're the fella running the event, selling the £50 tickets, you're not making money out of events.
No, exactly. And I'm not talking like significant amount of money. And obviously, like I've paid Nick a price for that table, but that's mine. I wanted that.
So
it's like, it's not like I'm only getting that to run the event. It's like, you'll love playing on that. Oh, well, I hope you love playing on that scenery.
You need to get it on camera.
Oh, mate, it would look glorious. It's, you know, because it's got these huge dwarfs.
Have you got dwarfs?
Yes.
Not chaos dwarfs.
Not painted. Yeah, like, but it's got these brilliant like cliffs like in it. It's the best thing about it is the cliffs. Cool. Because they aren't 3-2 pictures because they're impossible. They look so good.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, like
it's to run an event like costs money and time and energy, and this time because of my personal circumstances, I couldn't devote as much attention to it as I had print LGT 21, but it still went fine. That's my contribution to the community. But the best thing about it
is then 21, can it? Was it last year?
Yeah, is people taking my not 21, so 20. People taking
before COVID.
My tournament pack and then running their own events with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really cool. That's really like fantastic. You know,
it's got to keep it living.
Yeah, so then on Saturday, you know, and again, it's like as far as I can tell, as I believe, that is the best tournament pack out there for Warmaster. Other people have done their own versions, their own tournament packs.
Yeah, yeah.
But like mine is like I'd be copying it like if I found something better.
Yeah, I'll be stealing it.
So on Saturday,
or assimilating it, you could call it if you were
exactly. So on Saturday, I'll be playing in base, a tournament pack that I wrote, which is really cool.
So let's hope he's not using omens.
If he wants to, he wants to. It won't be
there.
Make sure
you play tested it first.
If he wants to, he wants to. But I would, if he asks my, the guy running it knows I'm coming, and I'm like, if he wants my opinion, he can have my opinion. And it's like, but it's not my event.
Win it then.
I'm going to take two armies that I don't think people might not have, and I'll take the one. I'll use the one that is not available, is not there, or if they are both there, then I'll play. I'll just have to, I can't be. I'm not going to take Skaven. Because
you want
to
win.
It'd be nice to win for a change. I'm not going to win with Skaven. Not this version of Skaven list at the moment.
The hard clock.
So that's really cool. And we hosted the internationals really well. So it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And the date shifts a day because of the calendar. We're going to present. At the moment, the plan is that we're going to do two things. We're going to do a 30 player LGT, which I will run. And
not 32, it's 32.
Oh, sorry, 32, 32 player LGT, a 5 round event. Okay. If it's 32. And even though there's probably scope to go bigger, actually, don't bite off more than you can do. I have access to 32 clocks. No, 16 clocks, for example.
Right.
So, as in, if it goes to 60, don't do what you can't deliver, Jim with Chris will run a narrative event for new players. Quite how they'll sell it, I'm not sure, but it's in terms of that it's up to them. But there'll basically be an event, the LGT, mm-hmm. and a new players event.
New players doesn't necessarily mean they're not tournament. You mean non-tournament
players. The narrative event.
Because if you're on a new player, newcomer.
Yeah, exactly. So the narrative event, will lend armies, for example, if people wanted to. Yeah. And that'll be 10 people or something.
Maybe.
So that will make the space that we have. We're going to be in the same space as we were before because that's now ours. Hopefully long may it continue. And
sounds good, good, sir. Sounds good.
Happy days, really. And it is nice now to know, to say that I've run the biggest Warmaster event since.
Well, then you can find records of since.
That you can find records of. I'm sure there was big ones when the game was on the shelves, but no one, and that's a pretty cool thing. If you're going to do something, might as well do it the best you can.
Yeah, if you keep it to 32, I don't think you'll have any problems selling out.
Everybody who went said they loved it. But I didn't have any naysaying. And one of the Italians, I brought Jim over for this because I was just like, say that to me again with Jim here.
He
said that he plays lots of events of things, lots of differences, and this was the best run he's ever played it. It properly ran to time because of clocks. And I was like, oh,
clocks.
Jim, come here, listen to clocks. This again. I didn't engineer this. Look what this man just said.
Is a reason you use clocks.
Yeah, exactly. It's it gets it done.
And if you want to do 32 players, you can only do 5 rounds.
Yeah, yeah. But
6th round would be hard on the Sunday. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know.
Well, 32 players is a cap. That's a hard cap.
Yeah.
Because did you have 31 this year?
And then one didn't turn up. So it's like, when we sort this out and in the months to come, when the tickets go on sale, there'll be two Warmaster events there alongside each other.
Mm.
And they're and they'll both have hard caps of one's 32 and one's 10.
Cool.
Buy your ticket, take your pick. All the internationals want to come back.
I think it will sell out. My only concern is I don't think 32 is a lot.
No.
I think it might sell out quite quickly.
The
other thing is I think this may be beaten by Seth and Walden for number of players, because I think they've gone mad, haven't they, with the mixed melee doubles. Oh, the
mixed melee doubles.
So I think they might get like quite a lot of players.
Well, if that happens, then I'm like, oh, okay, the ball has been returned in tennis.
I don't think there's that many tables, but there's a lot of players on each table.
I mean, if that happens, that I will see. But, I mean, I was not shy on tables. Though we were next to, like, the card players, if I could have sold 64 tickets. You know, like, as in terms of, that was my remit from Zach, was you can sell 64 tickets.
I mean, it sounds like a lot, the leap from 32 to 64, but it really isn't. It's just one more game.
Yeah.
Because you don't need any more prizes.
Yeah.
You need a lot more terrain. Yeah, a lot more clocks, potentially.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like the terrain was brought by the players, and I organised that, and because I didn't want anyone to bring terrain that then they didn't need to bring. And I organised that quite carefully, and everyone did bring what they said they would bring, which was great. But yeah, the infrastructure you need to potentially have 32 tables is a lot, you know. Yes. And you know, it's not like I was talking with Jim, and I was like, it's not lightly done. But if I go to Saffron Walden doubles and there's more than 32 players,
I'm pretty sure there's going to be more than 32.
Like, oh, shit! Now what I'm going to do? If it's less than,
because 32 is only 8 tables.
Yeah, if it's less than 42, then I might allow that in my mind because we're going to do a 32 and a 10. But yeah, we'll see. Because
I think they might have as many as 12 tables. I think.
Oh my God! Well,
you can do it. I think you can do it.
Yeah,
just have to be brave.
I mean, but
a year to sort it out.
Yeah, exactly. And I did need a spare player, like as in. I wasn't answering. I would then get a massive amount of rules questions, but I didn't get rules questions.
Oh, you need a spare player.
I need a
spare player. Anything over about a dozen, you need a spare player, really.
And Jim did that role perfectly.
So the only issue would be how you fit the sixth game in.
Well, this 6 o'clock kickout didn't actually exist. So I was told, like, the information about the event said there's a hard 6 o'clock kickout, but actually that wasn't the case.
Okay, well then.
So there's enough time. No, there's... Actually, it doesn't end at 6 for War Master. It can end at 9.
But it doesn't need to. Because as long as you've got discipline around the clocks, you can easily get it done 9 till 6 on 2 days.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. You
just can't
fuck about with people mauling with clocks and
Over and over. But I didn't catch anybody pausing their clocks. Some people started their game after others. But when I did my brief, I was like, "You do not pause the clock. I pause the clock."
Because there's only
and I had a very system. So they'd call me over. I'd go over. I'd pause the clock. And I'm like, "What's your question?" Right. So
you've only got 15 hours of play to fit in.
Yeah, no one was moaning at me about the clocks, or no one said, "Oh, I lost my game because I ran out of time."
Well, hopefully, people who've had that. Then some people can't deal with the hard clock.
Yeah.
And they just don't come back.
Yeah.
Because there is no other way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so in the monthly song...
Well, there is another way to do it, but not for your type of event.
Yeah, yeah. So in the monthly song events that I've been doing, the last one, we tried an hour and a half on the clock, like 45 minutes each, and we got 6 rounds in a day doing that. You know, like, and we kept the same scenario, just to keep it really simple, but we did it. You know, like, and we just... And, you know... The winner was the cumulative winner of those 6 rounds.
That can be a bit grindy, though, isn't it? 6 games.
Yeah, exactly. But we basically, because in the song event, like, which I, you know, is in, there a lot of the games didn't finish in time. So I had to, like...
Because people aren't used to playing quick.
Because people aren't playing quick. Yeah. And so there is, like, and including the final, didn't finish on time. Like, it didn't go 6 rounds. And with some of the new releases coming out, like, there's a Martell NCU that activates like in the 6th round, so it's important to play 6 rounds. So the clocks might appear in song, for example, and it doesn't please everybody, but it's a vehicle to getting it done. So what we're going to try next time is I'm going to keep a round time, which will be displayed, and that's an hour and a half. But there will be a round time, and we're going to go for 5 rounds.
What is it? Least worst event, least worst option.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to be inclusive of everybody there, so that's what we're going to try next. And it's like, it's an interesting side hustle thing. Yeah, okay. We're talking about War Master. It's all good.
Right, okay. So I think the next thing we're going to try and do is do another game on video. Maybe on your new team.
Yeah, cool. We should quiz Ian and Steve about the rule. They were trying some alternative, like not as in not being pushed back from combat kind of rules.
Okay,
that'd be interesting to try on. Yeah, you know, see what our opinion of it was.
I've been testing that with Jim.
Yeah. So it's like there's things to try.
Mm-hmm. But I think it was a bit too radical for Jim. He didn't like.
Yeah, of course. Right. But it's
I think it changes a lot of the underlying structure of the game. It makes it much easier to play.
It streamlines it. Yeah.
But I'm not sure. War Master's quite a conservative game. In like
what it does do is it stops
the flyers.
It stops the flyers. It was like, okay. But
it also stops quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of it. It takes away a lot of the intricacies of pursuit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I mean, pursuit. I mean, even I before the event, I was like, "Let me reread the pursuit rules again." Pursuit is this is the War Master's biggest issue in terms of like, how is it done?
What you're looking at is in your mind is black and white. It isn't black and white.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like six different versions of grey, and they're all right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that's the game.
But that's where we as a committee, that's the thing to tackle, isn't it?
What?
Well, how can we make it, streamline it a bit better? Like, if you were rewriting War Master right now, like, say you were writing, you'd keywords. It's like, so,
yeah. I don't think the keywords are that important.
But that's how modern rules are done.
Well, whatever. Modern doesn't make it better.
No, but it makes it clearer. Well, whatever. Yeah, anyway.
So I've toyed. I wonder where Ian got the idea of not moving combat from. Maybe he's been talking to somebody I've been talking to.
Maybe somebody's been talking.
I should have had that NDA strapped a bit tighter. Mm. But I don't think there's any chance the Europeans would embrace it. So I think it's like flogging a dead horse. I've got more chance of getting my Leadership 9 high elves.
Well, I mean, like I had a really good night on the Saturday night. I was totally smashed. And totally drunk, and I was on a street corner in St Albans selling my wares. I haven't done that for a while. Yeah, like, got no takers.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
I'm
like
surprised. Right, come on, it's late enough.
Yep, I'm good.
Right, so that was episode 173.
Yep.
Talking about LGB22 with Paul and Barry. Okay. And we'll see you next time.
Would you like to know more?